We're going to meet each of the three students that are with us this morning before they share their writing. And I think I'm going to go in order from youngest to oldest. And I'm going to ask first if you could just introduce yourself, maybe give your name, where you go to school, and if you have any shout outs that you would like to give, this is the perfect time to do it. Benny, we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Benny. I go to the Ellis School. I don't have any shout outs.
Who brought you here today?
My parents.
We'll give a shout out to them. Maybe. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one brother.
What's his name?
Lath.
Any pets?
Two pets.
Tell me about them.
Well, I have two cats. One's named Star. We adopted him from our backyard. Our second one is Freddy Waffles. And how we got him is because I don't like chocolate. And so we, instead of chocolate, we got a cat.
I love it. How did you come up with the name of Freddy Waffles?
Well, I wanted to name it Waffles. My brother wanted to name it Freddy, so we decided to combine the names.
That's very nice teamwork. I have two cats, too. Elroy, who's all white, and George, who's kind of tan-colored. Do your cats get along with each other?
Well, at first they didn't, but now they play a lot together, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Ours kind of go back and forth. Sometimes they seem to love each other. Sometimes I think they pretend the other one isn't really there. But what's nice to meet you. Let's meet Kalia next.
My name is Kalia Sherbandi. I go to Kiski Area Upper Elementary.
And any shout-outs or family members you'd like to acknowledge?
No.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Kiski is a bit of a drive. Did it take a long time for you to get here this morning?
Yeah.
You live in Apollo, I understand.
Yes.
So that takes a bit to get from here to there. Nice to meet you. Now let's meet Linda.
Hi, I'm Linda Kong, and I go to North Allegheny Senior High School. For shout-outs, I guess I would like to shout-out my parents for supporting me in my various hobbies, and also to Mrs. Lombardi, who's encouraged me to enter this contest and, like, supported my creative writing for, like, a few years now.
That's wonderful. I didn't ask Kalia about pets or siblings. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one sister.
What's her name?
Olivia.
And any pets we should mention?
I have two pets. I have a betta fish named Clyde, and I also have a Boston Terrier named Ruby.
Oh, I bet the Boston Terrier is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I used to walk a Boston Terrier when I was a kid. Is Ruby fun?
Yeah.
And betta fish, what color are they?
They kind of vary from different colors. Mine is sort of like a bunch of different colors.
I have seen them. I never have had one, but I remember seeing one that was kind of blue. Do they fight?
I mean, the males fight over the females, but you can't put a male and a male in the cage because then they'll get really mad at each other.
That's what I remember about the, you have to be really careful. Do you have any siblings, Linda?
Yeah, I have a younger brother, and his name is Kenny.
And how about pets?
No, but I really want a dog or a cat, yeah.
I don't think I have the bandwidth for a dog. I know I don't, but cats are kind of cool. It's nice to meet all three of you. Before we go to your writing, can we talk a little bit about what flash fiction is and the kind of prompt you were given? Let's talk about what flash fiction is first, and why don't you start, Linda, and then Kalia and Benny, feel free to jump in.
Yeah. So flash fiction, what it really emphasizes is brevity. So I think for this contest, we had like a word limit of like 500 words. And basically what you want to do is you want to craft like a complete story using only those 500 words. And that's what, and since it goes by really quickly, that's why we call it flash fiction.
And does it go by quickly from the reader's perspective, or do you have to limit the amount of time you put into it?
I mean, you can spend as much time as you need to, like, edit down your story into the word limit. I think it's that, like, because it's so few words, you only get this brief glimpse or this flash into the story and the characters' lives, and that's what makes it, like, happen in a flash.
It was fun. I kind of, like, wrote a story and then figured out if it was 500 words or not, and I was kind of happy that it was only about 400.
So you were able to keep it fairly short at the beginning. What was it like for you, Benny?
Well, I guess I kind of didn't really know about the 500 words, so I had to get rid of a few words for my final copy, and it was, like, I guess, weird, because you had to write such a short story. You didn't, like, have a choice of how long it was, really. And it's hard to kind of get people into a story with just, like, 3 pages.
It is a challenge, and that challenge doesn't go away. As you get older, there's a lot of things I have to write that have to be limited in words. And it can be really challenging. How do you do it, do you think? What do you do? Like, what's the process like? How did you approach it, Clea? Did you write first and then count and adjust? Although you said you hit it pretty much on the mark to begin with.
Yeah.
What about you, Linda?
So what I did was I came up with, like, a concept at first, and I tried to make, like, the concept not too large that I couldn't fit it into 500 words. But, like, when I first wrote it, I didn't worry too much about the word count, and it was, like, kind of, like, afterwards that I, like, cut out the parts that I didn't think were necessary in order to, like, get the word count down and make it, like, so that you only really have what's essential to the story.
It's amazing how much you can cut out when it gets to that point, isn't it?
Yeah.
So much that you don't need. Did you have trouble with the word count, Benny, or were you under right away?
Well, I had a few extra words because, like I said before, I didn't know about the 500-word thing until, like, after my first copy. So I guess I'm not really sure.
Well, how did you choose to eliminate words, to get rid of words?
Well, I decided to, I kind of want my story to be a little funny, and so I decided to cut out some parts that weren't very interesting. I just added them to make, like, the story kind of make a little more sense.
That's a good technique. So you just wrote it out without thinking a whole lot. Or at least without thinking of the length, and then you came back and redrafted it after drafting it?
Yeah, pretty much.
That sounds very good. Well, each of the three you're hearing brought a story with them. Does anybody else want to say anything about the process? Great. Who would like to read first? Anybody eager to share right away?
Uh-huh.
Why don't we start with yours, Benny, because you've got it right out there in front of you. What is the name of it?
It's called The Blue Crayon.
So Benny is 9. She's in 3rd grade at the Ellis School and lives in Churchill Borough. Whenever you're ready, we're ready.
I'm stuck in a dark and small room, Mr. Bibbly Blue shouted. Get me out. He had just been made at the factory and didn't know what to do. All the other crayons told him to stop shouting and that it was going to be fine, but he didn't believe them. So he decided to leave that night. When everyone was quiet and it was dark, he set out. When he opened the little box, he saw a giant thing reaching for him. Grab! He snatched up into the thing. It was rough and dark, but then the thing pointed him down at the paper. And slip! He fell out. He ran past the desk and into the hallway. He turned around to see a mob of children running towards him, screaming, "Get him!" He ran to the stairs and slid down the railing and out the door into the parking lot. He ran for days, months, years, which is really 2 hours. That night, he found a place to sleep, snuggled up in a leaf, and fell asleep in a second. The next day, he ran into a car. He was so small, the car didn't see him, and he got run over. If you ever see a blue smushed crayon on the road, that's probably him. The end.
That's really fun. I want to ask our two other writers here, do you have any comments on the story? What did you think?
I really liked it. I thought it was really fun. And I also really liked how you read it with, like, a lot of energy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever been on stage in a play or anything?
Well, my school has a musical every year, but we've never been, like, the main characters. We're usually just there for, like, a song in the end, but...
The older students are the main characters?
In fourth grade, you would be the main characters.
And Clea, anything you especially liked about the story?
I really liked how it ended because it was like, if you ever see a blue crayon on the road, that's Mr. Bibbly Blue.
I have a question. Do you have any special relationships with crayons?
Well, I really like art. I love to draw pictures, but they're usually of aliens, so.
What about your first name?
Benny?
Benny, yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, does anybody know what I'm talking about? The company that makes crayons is a company called Benny and Smith. It actually has your first name in it. Did you know that?
No.
I'll show that to you afterwards, or we may have a box of crayons. Katie, I think Katie heard me. Do we have a box of crayons? You'll see that the name Benny is on a box of crayons. That made me smile as soon as you said that. They're made by a company in Pennsylvania. All the crayons that we know and love are made in Pennsylvania by a company with your first name in it. Well, you did a wonderful job sharing your story. Thank you. And Kalia, do you want to go next?
Yes.
And what's the name of your story?
The name of my story is The Spiders. It was Friday, October 13th. Rebecca was telling her children to stay inside. She didn't want her children to go outside because she has triskaidekaphobia. That is the fear of the number 13. Rebecca tried to get her husband to stay home from work, but he thought that everything she said was just nonsense. "Mommy, why can't we go outside?" asked Julia, one of her kids. "You will get eaten by the boogie monster," said Rebecca, trying not to scare her children too much. "Who is that?" asked Jimmy, also one of the children. "A really scary person that eats people named Jimmy," said Christy, the oldest child. "Maybe we should stop talking about the boogie monster," said Rebecca. Boogie master," yelled Julia, running around the kitchen. "No, it's the booger master," yelled Jimmy, laughing. Booger master, yelled the two children. "Okay, stop running around the kitchen or you're going to get hurt," said Rebecca. Rebecca asked Christy to watch Jimmy and Julia. "Mom, why do I have to watch those two?" asked Christy. Suddenly, both of them heard a blood-curdling scream. "Jimmy, Julia, are you okay?" Rebecca asked. Mother and daughter walked into the kitchen and saw Jimmy holding a spider in his hand. He was teasing Julia with it because he knew that she hates spiders. "Jimmy, put that down!" yelled Rebecca. Little did Jimmy know, it was a black widow. "Why, Mommy, is it the booger master?" asked Julia. "Yes, so you better put it down," said Rebecca. Jimmy put the spider down. Christy was smart and grabbed a spade out of a potted plant nearby. She smashed the spider as hard as she could and accidentally smashed a kitchen tile. The tile had a huge nest of spiders living inside of it. "Get outside!" yelled Rebecca as she grabbed the phone. Julia was freaking out because one of the spiders was crawling up her leg. Christy whacked it off with a spade and grabbed Julia. They ran out of the house as fast as they could. "Hello, we have a black widow infestation in our house," said Rebecca on the phone. "No, no one was bit. They were living under our kitchen floor," said Rebecca. She said yes and then hung up the phone. She called someone else and asked Christy to take the children to the car. She returned a few seconds later and said, "We are going to live with Aunt Mabel for a while."
Wow, I love that story. Do you have triskaidekaphobia?
No.
I don't either. I kind of unless they're really big and furry. But generally, I think spiders are okay. Any comments on the story you just heard from Kalia?
I thought it was really good because at first Rebecca said, don't go outside, and she just told them to run outside. And I like how when she tried to whack the spider, it just unleashed more spiders. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, the infestation. She tried to get rid of a spider, and out came more spiders from underneath the tile. Yeah, I really like how you shared the story, too. It didn't sound like you were reading it. It sounded like you were just telling me a story. Anything you want to add, Linda?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was, like, really funny, and I really liked it the entire way through. But also, like, I was like, I really liked how like the story like escalated too. I mean, I have to say it escalated really quickly if you think about like breaking, like if you like try to kill the spider and then a bunch more come out, that's actually like really scary. But whenever you hear it, it's like it sounded like really funny, and I like how you like wrote your story that way.
You could really visualize what was happening to paint a picture. And Clea is 11 years old, sixth grade, Kiski Area Upper Elementary School, and lives in Apollo. Now, our next person sharing a story is Linda. She's at North Allegheny High School in 11th grade and lives in the Sewickley area. And I can't wait to hear what you're going to share.
Yeah, I feel like I have to preface this saying that there's going to be a bit of a tunnel shift because my story is less like on the funny side.
That's okay. It gives me the perfect chance to help you transition. I'll mention that what these three people have in common is they have all been honored by the Western Pennsylvania Council of Teachers of English for their entries in its Flash Fiction Contest. The one thing these stories all have in common is they are 500 words or less. Were you guys given themes to follow, or so it could be about anything, and that you chose a different direction? And when you're ready, if you need to set it up, please feel free. This is Linda.
Yeah, sure. My story is titled Heaven on Earth. Days in the facility felt long, and Ruth was growing tired. The flowers were growing around her bed now. They were aflame, a brilliant gold spun with sunlight. Thomas always liked marigolds, Ruth said. I've never liked them, though. They remind me too much of death. And now, she paused, the ache welling in her throat. Well, the nurse said as he adjusted one of the vases, I have a bouquet of them at home. My mother, she passed away a while ago. The flowers remind me of her. Huh. Maybe I should have kept some around then. The two of them were quiet. Ruth stroked a flower petal that had fallen onto the bed. I never dreamed that it'd come to this, that I'd be messing with my own head, abandoning this world to live in some silly dream. You won't notice the difference, I'm sure, the nurse said. I know I won't. That's why it scares me. You won't be scared when you get there. You'll be happier there. The nurse pressed some buttons, and the bed started to shift, parts clicking into place. Everyone is happier there. Ruth picked up the flower petal and rubbed it between her fingers. She originally thought she'd mourn reality more, but she felt oddly peaceful. Utopia was hardly a bad place to be headed, and there wasn't anything keeping her here now, not after Thomas died. What's keeping you here in the real world? Ruth asked. I wish I could say. The nurse smiled dryly. There's no one really keeping me around anymore. I guess I'm just afraid, maybe. He trailed off and returned to his work, a shuffling of papers, a clacking of keys, a scribbling of a pen. Ruth couldn't help but notice how he avoided her eyes after that. After a few minutes, the nurse looked up. All right, when you're ready, you can close your eyes. Ruth looked around one last time. It was early evening, the sunlight turning shades of gold that made the marigold petals even more vibrant. Light reflected off the glass vases and scattered into little rainbows. There was something beautiful about all this, a perfect moment to say goodbye to the world. Will you take care of them for me, the flowers? Ruth asked. Oh, the nurse blinked in surprise. Sure, of course. With that, Ruth nodded and closed her eyes. The machine slid into place. The nurse lingered, watching. For a moment, the room stood completely still, as if a painting. Then, slowly, the nurse got up and gathered his supplies. He drew the curtains and turned off the lights. He wished Ruth a good life and shut the door behind him. The marigolds began to wilt. At first, he had no intention of returning. Yet, the door to Ruth's room opened again the next day, and the next, and the next. 1 year later, the marigolds, still alive, bloomed once more around Ruth's barely breathing body.
Wow. That was amazing. All three of you delivered your stories so well. Benny or Kalia, do you have any comments for Linda?
Yeah. I really like how, like, she said she had nothing, like, how the nurse had no intention. Well, I don't know. I just liked your story. It's super good. I guess I like how it ended around, like, her barely breathing body. I really want to know more about that.
Sometimes that's really the mark of a good story, when you want to know more and you wish it would go longer. Kalia, did you have anything you wanted to share?
I loved how it left you in suspense about what was happening to Ruth, and it, like, the whole story, you just wanted to know more, and how it really painted a picture of what was happening.
That's a very good observation. Linda? Oh, it looked like you wanted to add something. I just have a couple more questions. Why is writing important, do you think? You all obviously like to write. Is there some aspect of it that you think really enhances your life or helps you enjoy life more?
Well, I really like writing because... Well, I like fiction writing because you can put anything into it. You make it your own story. It's not like you it's no one has to tell you what you must do and must put into it. It's just free and creative. You can make whatever kind of story you like.
Very good observation. Anything, Kalia or Linda, that you would like to add?
Have been, when I was little, I used to read all the time, and I still read a lot, so I just like to write.
So reading gives you a motivation for writing, right? I think that's true in a lot of cases. Good writers are usually prolific readers, too. Linda, what do you think?
I think I find, like, storytelling to be, like, really powerful for, like, just connecting, like, emotionally. It's kind of, like, through telling, like, people have been telling stories for, like, forever. And, like, there's something about telling stories that it, like, lets you convey, like, maybe, like, emotions or, like, lessons that aren't as well, like, conveyed otherwise. And there's something really special about that.
That's so well put. Now, Benny, I need to be careful. Because they really hit it. But if you look right where my finger is, you can take that. You'll see on that box of crayons, they mention they're made by Benny. There it is. And you'll find on just about any box of crayons, it says Benny and Smith. And you wrote a story about a crayon, and your first name is Benny. Who knew?
It's a coincidence.
It really is. Well, Benny, Kalia, and Linda, congratulations. Thank you for being here with us today. Anybody forget to say anything they wanted to say?
No.
Well, thank you. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Life Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.